Lady of Avalon by Marion Zimmer Bradley. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Copyright 1997 by Marion Zimmer Bradley. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Fairy Queen speaks. In the world of humankind, the tides of power are turning. To me, the seasons of men go by in moments, but from time to time, a flicker will attract my attention. Mortals say that in faerie nothing ever changes, but it is not so. There are places where the worlds lie close together as folds in a blanket. One such bridge is the place that men call Avalon. When the mothers of humankind first came into this land, my people, who had never had bodies, made forms for ourselves in their likeness. The new folk built their houses on poles at the lake's edge and hunted through the marshes, and we walked and played together, for that was the morning of the world. Time passed, and masters of an ancient wisdom crossed the sea, fleeing the destruction of Atlantis, their own sacred isle. They moved great stones to mark out the lines of power that laced the land. It was they who secured the sacred spring in stone and carved out the spiral path around the Tor. They who found in the contours of the countryside the emblems of their philosophy. They were great masters of magic, who chanted spells by which a mortal man might reach other worlds, and yet